Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Trilongo Track. I'm your host, Gianna, and this is your weekly dose of a little bit of mom life, a little bit of business strategy, and all the insanity that happens in between. I'm so excited that you're here. I also know that you're busy. You got life going on. So let's jump right into the episode. Hello, hello. We are talking about your offer suite today, and this is one of my favorite things to do with clients. So your offer suite is essentially any product, course, service, freebie, anything that you offer to your audience. I just had this conversation with somebody in the Hustle House, and it was so interesting because she said, everywhere I look on the internet, every other coach that I've talked to about this, they push creating an email list, which, yes, that's important, but to just create a freebie, just get something out there and start getting people on my list while I figure out what my signature offer is going to look like. And in my opinion, cover little ears, that is an H-E double hockey sticks. No, that is a waste of time to just create a freebie out of your tush and start to get people on your email list. Why? Because how do you know what your people want? How do you know what is going to lead them to the signature offer? And are you even getting the right people on your email list that are eventually even going to buy that signature offer? To me, that is a complete waste of time that has no strategy behind it. And while I don't want you to get stuck overthinking, if you have a clear plan in place, it is a lot easier to execute on that plan. So scaling your business, growing your business, does not necessarily mean constantly creating new things, new expensive offers. Everything that you, and it definitely is not creating something just to create it or just because you see other people having success. No. And I know you don't have time to waste, right? So everything you create has to have a purpose. It has to be a part of a bigger plan or else it's wasting your time. You're going to launch it once and then it's going to sit on the back burner and you're not going to do anything with it. Okay, so there's two things that when you're creating a freebie or a low ticket offer, something outside of your big signature offer or service, there's two things I want you to ask yourself. So if you're listening to this and you don't yet have a signature offer or you don't yet have a signature service, then keep listening because this will still help you. But your signature offer is like the main one or two things that you sell ongoing or on a regular basis. It's your big course or it's your one-on-one coaching or it's your mastermind, whatever that looks like. So there's two things you want to ask yourself. Number one, what does my audience want or need? And how do they want it? How do you want it? How do you need it? Oh man, I'm such a bad singer. Okay, but this is super, super important. What does your audience want from you? What kind of questions do you get from them? Or what do they need? So based on your signature offer, what is something that your ideal client, your followers needs to know, needs to feel, needs to see a quick win from before they're ready to invest in your bigger offer? And how do they want it? And what I mean by how do they want it? Do they want a PDF? Do they want a masterclass? Do they want something live? Do they want something recorded? Do they want a podcast? Do they want a workbook, right? There's a million different free and low ticket type of offers to create. But think about what they're actually going to use. And for every person, it's going to be different for their ideal client. For me, my ideal client is typically a mom. They are, you know, they're working their business on a part-time or full-time basis. And so they're not going to sit down and watch a 90-minute webinar. They're not going to do it. They might watch a 20-minute webinar or two, you know, a couple chunks. They might watch a 40-minute webinar. But when we start getting, you know, crazy up there in time, they're just not going to do it. Now, some of this, you're going to have to do market research. You're going to have to ask people what they want. You can do polls, you can do calls, you can ask your current clients. But some of it is you're going to know better what your ideal client needs to know, needs to win before they invest in that signature offer. And you can create on that. And if you have a couple different ideas, that's a great thing to poll on as well. Now, the second thing that is very important is when you create this freebie or this low ticket offer, how is it leading into your signature offer or your signature services? Okay, because for the most part, when you're creating a free offer or a low ticket offer, yes, you want to get people on your email list, but it's because you want to nurture them, you want them to get to know you, so that then when they are ready and if it's the right fit for them, they feel like they know you, they trust you enough to then invest in your higher ticket offer. But if your freebie or your low ticket offer has nothing to do with your signature offers or your services, it's not going to nurture them the right way. So I want to give you some examples. So one of my clients, she's a professional organizer, and she one of her freebies is a declutter checklist. So it's this big checklist that goes room by room, and you can download it for free to at least get started on decluttering. This then nurtures anybody that downloads that checklist through email to be ready to see some quick wins with that checklist. And then if it's the right time and the right fit for them, to buy her signature course about decluttering, organizing, and maintaining an organized home. So the decluttering checklist leads them to that signature offer. Now I have another past client that she is in direct sales and she's working on partnering with more people in her business. And so what she's been doing as a free offer is she does a life by design call, she calls it. And essentially people get about 45 minutes of her time on a call where she talks through the life that they want and how they can get there. Now she is a certified life coach, so she has the credibility to do this. And then if for these women, it is the right fit based on their goals to partner with her, she pitches to them her partnership at the end. Now, if it's not the right fit, she's not going to partner with them. But this is a really interesting way for them to get some free time from her, see how she coaches, see how they can picture this life that they really, really want and have some steps to get there. Now, for me, for example, I have a couple different examples for you. So one of my free offers is the Anti-Guru Method, and it's a podcast that walks through some client case studies and some examples of everything that the gurus have told us for years to do that they just don't work for my ideal client. It talks about why they don't work, why it's a waste of time, and what my clients have done differently to see the results that they want through working with me. Now, this podcast is really digestible. It's 7 episodes that are all less than 7 minutes long, and it leads into my signature program, The Hustle House, which is a way to learn how to do things differently with my one-on-one high-touch support in a group setting. Leads directly to that. Now, I have another training that is low ticket, so that Anti-Guru Method is free. Now, I have a low ticket offer called Stranger to Standout, which is a training about building your authority in the online space. Now, this training can stand alone. If you purchase this and you implement what I'm teaching you, you might not need to do anything else. But you might go through it and say, oh, I do want to learn more about content, or I do want more one-on-one support. And so that offer leads to Hustle House, but it also leads to Content Consistency Code, which is my content course. So that's one that leads to two things. And before I created the Anti-Guru Method, before I created Stranger to Standout, I knew where both of those things were going to lead. And I could then intentionally create both of those to lead to what I wanted them to lead to. Because, and I'm sharing this with you is because I know you don't have time to waste. And I see so much advice out there and so many things that tell you to do things that honestly are going to waste your time. Because if you're going to spend time creating something, you want to make sure that it's going to move the needle forward, or as sure as you can be when you're creating. You never know what's going to happen. But you want to have that intentionality behind anything you're going to create. So when you think about creating something new, when you want some nurturing to happen before people get into your signature offer, those two questions are things you need to ask yourself, and then you need to make decisions and plans based on those answers. And what's great about this is when you take those two questions into consideration, instead of feeling like you have to constantly be creating something new, you can have these core freebies, these core low ticket offers, and then 1 to 3 or 4 higher touch, higher investment services and offers, and it's stuff that you can re-offer over and over again. And then instead of creating new things all the time, you're focused on the marketing. You're focused on improving your posts and stories and blogs and podcasts to sell into those things. And that is when you kind of reach the point of like, oh, this is great. And you can start doing more fun things in your business when you have those foundational pieces created. So I hope that helped. If you're listening to this on Spotify and you have an opinion about this episode or have questions, you can drop them underneath. Make sure, please, that you subscribe and leave a review here on Spotify or over on Apple Podcasts. Either one is great. And then if you're interested in having help creating your offer suite or working on some of these freebies or lower ticket offers, I do have one-on-one services that support you in that. And so I've linked my services guide in the show notes so that you can check out what that looks like. So that is all I've got for you today. I will be in your ear in the next episode. Can't wait. Have an awesome week.